People in Summerland met last night to discuss the proposed closure of Trout Creek Elementary School. The Okanagan Skaha School Board voted to close it and two other schools within the district boundaries. The other two are in Penticton. The proposed closures of all three schools have passed second reading and closure is slated for the end of June. Jeff Plant has two kids attending Trout Creek Elementary and he was at the meeting last night. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Alia.
So what kind of turnout was there last night?
I think we had about 100 people last night. It was up at the Baptist Church.
And was anybody from the school board there?
No, we didn't have anybody from the school board, but we had Summerland's mayor and some council members in attendance.
And so what was the atmosphere like? Tell us about it.
The atmosphere is really frustrated. The situation in Summerland is that we've been looking at this fairly late decision to include Trout Creek School in the closure options. And we've been dealing with a school board that has been fairly unresponsive to some quality information that's been generated by the community.
And what is that quality information?
Well, there's a number of issues that have come up with it. There are some issues of procedural fairness that have been presented to the Ombudsman and have been forwarded to the Minister of Education. It's come to light that Naramata and Culloden schools were exempted from closure consideration because they receive a thing called the Small Community Grant. At the time, Trout Creek was not identified as having received the grant, but some good work by our community has revealed that, in fact, Trout Creek School does receive the Small Community Grant, but yet the school board continues to ignore that and will not consider Trout Creek for the same exemption that Naramata and Culloden get. There are also some issues of funding. It's come to light that Summerland students already receive significant lower funding than Penticton students, to the tune of about $849 per student. And if you do a direct comparison between, say, Giant's Head Elementary School and Carmi Elementary, the funding differential is almost $3,000 per student. So the argument is Summerland is already, in the words of our mayor, getting the short end of the stick. And we're wondering why we now have to suffer a school closure that will fundamentally change the education model for our students.
And so you said you're not getting quality information or you're not getting much information back from the school board. What are you hearing from them?
We're getting fairly sort of rote responses from them. We've had a letter writing campaign to the board, and it seems that there's a theme that comes back from the board that says effectively, we've engaged in a public consultation process. We've done our due diligence. You know, we're in a difficult situation. We have to make changes, and this is it. They seem unwilling to accept that, you know, that there is some new information that comes to light that perhaps sheds some doubt on the validity of the data that they used as the basis of their decision. You know, I'll give you an example. There are, it seems that we're in a position of agreeing to disagree. The school board seems to want to stick by their data, which we have shown to be questionable at best. So there are questions about how well the trustees understand the data and how deeply they've mined to really understand the impact of these school closures, the small community grant being one classic example of that. There are some serious questions about the growth assumptions that they've made for Summerland. They've projected declining enrollments for the community, and yet we're able to show that Summerland is one of the highest growth areas within the school district, and that we have a number of developments and lots coming online and all sorts of things that project really well for the growth of Summerland.
How can that information be so different?
Well, I think, you know, the school district's relying on consultants that they used, and they used some modelling based on census data from some time ago. And yet, as we look right now, the projection is that by the end of the year, we're going to have something like 76 new building lots online in the area. There are significant numbers of properties and listings available. And we're faced with the reality that if Trout Creek School closes and merges with Giant's Head, they will not only be getting rid of the middle school model that's been established as, you know, educationally sound for over the last 4 years, they'll be reconfiguring that, and they'll be creating this kind of K-3 super school that will be at 102% of the current capacity of Giant's Head School. So anybody who moves into the area after the start of the school year will be faced with absolutely no option to include their children in the educational system in some way, and will have to drive their kids to Penticton.
Now, so sorry.
Go ahead.
I mean, at this point, though, the proposed closures have already passed two readings, with the third reading expected later this month. So what are your options at this point?
Well, that's really what we're trying to consider. You know, if the board is unwilling to consider new information and at least defer their decision, you know, our preference would be that this decision gets put off for a year and gives us time for really, really sober and considered reflection on what's best and meets the funding reality that the trustees are facing, because let's not kid ourselves, they have a challenge on their hands. But also, let's come up with a solution working with the District of Summerland, with Mayor, Council, community groups, to come up with a solution that works for the students of Summerland and to come up with a solution that doesn't undermine the fabric of our community. Because trust me, losing this school and creating this super school will be a deterrent for people to move into the area. It will be a deterrent for young children and families, and it's really going to hurt us in the long run.
And so how far are you willing to go?
Well, that's, you know, we have some soul searching to do this week, and we have to consider, you know, are we willing to go down the legal route? You know, if the trustees aren't willing to demonstrate an openness to a real dialogue and to sit down and give us time to sort of seek this through, we have to consider whether we're willing to enter into, you know, legal activities. And, you know, it was discussed last night that perhaps we need to seek an injunction to defer this third reading, you know, to give us some time to deal with and to come up with some real answers. But to be perfectly honest, I think we're dealing with trustees who have a different agenda. I think there's you know, there's particularly a budget orientation to these trustees, and that's a reality that's been forced on them by the provincial government. But they're much less focused on quality education in communities than they are on meeting a bottom line, and we need to help them come up with solutions to that. And that's something that we want to do collegiately. We don't want to be in opposition to the trustees. We want to work with them. But that has to be a two-way conversation. And we need some openness from the trustees. We need them to sit at the table with us, and we need them to seek solutions with us.
Jeff, thank you for talking to us about this morning.
Ali, no problem. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, bye-bye.